بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد وعن معاذ بن جبل رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال يطلع الله إلى جميع خلقه ليلة النصف من شعبان فيغفر لجميع خلقه إلا لمشرك أو مشاحن. حضرت معاذ بن جبل رضي الله عنه report from رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said الله سبحانه وتعالى looks at his entire creation on the 15th night of Sha'ban, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives his creation, referring to the human beings, mankind and jinnkind, except for a polytheist, one that ascribes partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or a mushahin, one that harbors hatred, malice, ill feelings for his fellow Muslim brother. Imam Auza'i explains Mushahin as a person that is engaged in bid'ah. One general translation of Mushahin is a person that is a fasiq, an open sinner, and a very evil person. So we have to see how we can cleanse ourselves from these actions before the night of the 15th of Sha'ban, so that we can secure our forgiveness by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the hadith it is mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive so many people, and such people that were destined for the fire of Jahannam, bi'adadi shu'uri ghanami kalb, equal to the hair on the animals of the Banu Kalb tribe, which was a famous tribe for the animals. They had a lot of animals. So how many millions of people Allah ta'ala knows Allah will forgive, emancipate from the fire of Jahannam, but there will be certain people that will be deprived of Allah ta'ala's forgiveness on this night. Allah Ta'ala won't look at them with mercy. The two that we explained, the mushrik, the mushahin, and then another is a few categories I explained. That person that cuts off family ties, one that lowers his garment below his ankles, upper garment, lower garment, that person that disobeys his parents, one who is addicted to drugs, alcohol. And these are some of the people that I mentioned, a person that commits zina, a person that commits murder, from other hadith, we understand. So how we can make tawbah, istighfar, if a person is involved in these sins before the 15th night of Sha'ban, so that we can gain Allah Ta'ala's special mercy, Allah's special forgiveness. We know from the time of Maghrib, the announcement is being made, du'as are being accepted. Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi explains, on 5 nights, du'as are accepted, and one of the nights is the 15th of Sha'ban. And Allah Ta'ala is announcing, Ala min mustaghfirin, fa'aghfira lahu. Is there anyone seeking forgiveness that I should forgive him? Normally every night, this is at the time of tahajjud, the last portion of the night, this announcement is made. But on this night, from the time of Maghrib, Allah Ta'ala is asking, who has any need? Who needs forgiveness? I'm ready now to forgive him. Who needs rizq? Ala min mustarziqin farzuquhu. Who needs rizq? Now I will sustain him. Ala min mubtala fa'afiyahu. Is there anyone that is in a trial or tribulation, some difficulty? Then I can relieve him from his difficulty. Ala kada, ala kada. Allah Ta'ala is asking and asking for people to come to him with their needs and their problems. And this continues the entire night. Therefore the ulama advise that from Maghrib, we shouldn't waste our time. We should try and engage in ibadat. There's no guarantee how much energy a person has and how much ibadat he'll be able to make after Isha. So from Maghrib time, we should dedicate some time and also a good portion of time to making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala forgive us all and allow us to take maximum benefit from these beautiful and important auspicious nights.